Representative Dan Ortiz of Ketchikan introduced House Bill 155 to help move the land trade forward. The bill would approve exchanging about 18,000 acres of mental health land for about 20,000 acres of Forest Service land. The mental health trust lands included in the exchange are sensitive sites close to communities, and there was significant pushback when mental health officials announced last year that the agency would log those sites if the exchange wasn't approved. Those sites include parcels on Ketchikan's Deer Mountain and a steep slope above homes in Petersburg. Wynn Menifee is deputy director of Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office. He says the exchange needs both federal and state legislation to move forward.
The idea is to provide lands to the trust from Forest Service lands that are more conducive for making revenue from, and that would be likely timber harvest is one of the primary things, and that would be mostly out in Prince of Wales Island and by Naugatuck and by Hollis and then also over by Shelter Cove behind Ketchikan.
Menifee says he expects a hearing on the federal legislation by the end of March or early April, and he hopes it will be approved this summer. He encourages area residents to contact their representatives to voice support for both the federal and state bills. Ortiz says HB 155 has not yet been scheduled for a hearing. It first will go to the Resources Committee and then probably to Finance. He says he introduced the bill in response to local concerns.
It became apparent to me that the folks in Ketchikan in particular didn't want to see Deer Mountain log. So this particular bill, if it passes, will again match the federal bill. And if it passes, it put some land swap so that the Mental Health Trust doesn't have to consider logging the Deer Mountain area.
Ortiz says Senator Bert Stedman of Sitka plans to introduce a Senate version of the bill. Ortiz says he expects the state legislation will not have much, if any, opposition.
Because this is generally a pro-jobs bill, it's a bill that, that allows the Mental Health Trust to follow through with their responsibilities, I don't think that there's going to be much opposition to it. I can't see where that opposition would come.
Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office officials are planning public information meetings in affected communities in a few weeks. Two already have been scheduled for March 21st in Ketchikan and March 23rd in Petersburg. Menifee says other meetings are planned elsewhere but have not yet been scheduled.
Well, this is more or less an effort to just update the communities about what we're doing and about the legislation. We want to inform folks how to get involved and help that along. We already had meetings in Ketchikan and Petersburg, but we want to go out to some of the other communities, which we didn't get to, and just basically give people an opportunity to hear what we're trying to accomplish, why it's good for them, why it's good for the trust.
Menifee says the exchange will help Southeast timber industry by providing a timber harvest while the Forest Service continues its move away from old-growth timber sales. That timber harvest also would provide funds for mental health services throughout the state. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.